This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, celebrity trash. This story is awesome. How do you guys feel about like polygamy, like marrying more than one chick?
I'm not for it.
I'm not for it at all.
Why? Because of the Christian thing?
Well, not only that, it just doesn't work.
Well, how do you know?
Well, because history has proven, you know, someone's going to feel left out. I mean.
Oh, so it's about hurt feelings.
It's not only about hurt feelings. It's just about, I don't know, that kind of freedom. It's just too much.
It's just too much. We humans can't handle that.
They can't. They really can't.
I think as long as everyone's an adult,
right,
and everyone's consenting to it,
right,
it's fine. Not when you're forced into it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be forced to marry someone who already has a bunch of wives.
Yeah,
you know, I don't need to be in a harem. I do think if you can support a couple people, and you know, I always think though, I'm always having in my mind that it's like a man who marries multiple women, but I suppose it could be either way. A woman can marry multiple men if they all get along. Like,
yeah, we've never heard of that. Has there ever even been that case?
I don't know.
We don't know because it's not really legal, but it's not my problem.
As long as everybody's none of my business.
As long as they're not raping a child or doing something.
Yes,
where
just in general, as long as there's no child rape, for the most part, I'm for it.
As long as we're talking about, you know, that, then yeah, it's not my problem.
Right.
I got my own problems.
Some of these cult things where you find out that they've got all these sex slaves. I mean, I guess that's just not the same thing. But I think that if three people are in love,
you hear about it.
Absolutely.
Whenever we talk about it, people write in and say, "I'm in a multiple people relationship."
Polyamorous?
That's it.
What it's called?
You got it. People write in all the time and say, "Yeah, it works great for us."
Yeah.
You know,
I wonder if we all live together.
And
we all
support pay the bills.
Support the household. We share the child rearing. Must be a bad night, though, when he's like, "Hey, I'm going to take Sally out. You got all nine kids tonight.
Nine.
I'll take you out next weekend, Mary.
You guys really should have rethought the nine kid thing."
Well, we have some divorces in our past. One of our wives left. You know, I see that some people think that that's not the way it should be, and other people just, I feel like it's none of my beeswax. And like you said, Ben, they're adults and they should do what they want to do. If there's enough love to go around. I have found in my life that my heart seems to have unlimited capacity to include new loved ones. Why should it end with John? Vinny, I would like you to marry me, but you have to live with me and John.
Oh, come on, man.
Me, you, and John. What do you say? We'll jam every night. It'll be super fun.
It takes me longer to learn songs than you guys have time for.
Just think how much time you'll have. You know, we'll let you go surfing all the time.
Oh, man. That would be nice. Mm.
So there's a dude named Ronaldinho.
Oh, Ronaldinho. He's a soccer player. Mm.
Oh, is it Ronaldinho?
I believe he's a Brazilian soccer player.
He is, in fact, a Brazilian soccer player.
He was a big part of the World Cups that I've watched.
Ronaldo de Assis Moreira. Or something along those lines. His nickname, he was little. He was the smallest kid on the soccer team, and so he became Ronaldinho.
Okay.
So he has two fiancés, Priscila Coelho and Beatriz Souza.
What does Ronaldinho get? Do you have pictures?
Yeah, the girls are pretty.
I'm sure they are.
Can you pull it up?
Listen, he's a 38-year-old retired soccer player worth $130 million.
Oh, he's retired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, apparently.
And he's worth $130 million?
That's what they're estimating.
He's really famous. I mean,
I don't know soccer, but I've seen this guy a lot.
Well, it's world. You know, whenever we talk about World Cup, it's not big in the United States, but that's as big as it gets in the sporting world.
Yeah.
And
worldwide.
Right. He was a big part of Brazil's World Cup efforts more than once, I believe.
Sources say they're having a three-way wedding Probably this August is the is what people are thinking. They're both engaged to him and to each other. I mean, I assume also that the women must love each other, so, right? I mean, they're all marrying each other.
I'm looking at the legality of polygamy throughout the world.
Yes.
And there's nowhere in South America where it's legal. He could get married to both these chicks, but he would have to do it most likely somewhere in Asia. Anywhere in Africa. Seems...
They're saying here, in 2012, a notary in the state of Sao Paulo sparked controversy by allowing a civil union between three people, saying nothing in the law prevented it.
Oh.
Oh, a civil union.
Yeah, so they're going to, you know, so maybe it will officially be a civil union and something, I don't know, somewhat less than a marriage, but they're going to have a wedding. They've all been living together at his estate in Rio. I'm sure it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're like, yeah, I would love to get a night off once in a while. And this guy's like, yeah, and I would love to be banging two beauties. And maybe we'll add to our brood later. I mean, who knows? Okay. $130 million, you can certainly support them both.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that here in America, if you, because it's not allowed, although, isn't there a show, wasn't there a reality show called Sister Wives?
Yeah, it is. It's still going.
So is that like a Utah thing? Is that like, is there some loophole these guys jump through? Were they actually legally married or was it like a civil union like they're talking about here?
Or maybe they're just not. It's not official.
He's probably officially married to one of them.
I've never seen it.
Because it seems like if you drew up a trust, because, you know, I think one of the main reasons to get married is that you tie your stuff together. It's all in one kind of place. And then, you know, it's a clear, if one of you croaks and it's clear where that money goes and it doesn't, you know, his next of kin doesn't get all the money just because you weren't officially married. You have a trust together. So why couldn't you draw up a trust for three people or 10 people or however many people, and then everyone's protected, and you can throw your wedding, and even though it's maybe not official in the books, you know, there's no law that says you can only have so many roommates. Have as many roommates as you want.
Yeah, I always trip on people who are so busy with other people's lives, and it seems like maybe they're just highly accomplished that they can be in other people's business all day.
I got
my hands full over here.
Yeah, so do whatever you want over there. As long as it's not hurting it and there's no child rape involved.
Right.
I mean, I think we did make that clear earlier. We don't want any of that.
I feel like I just got to manage my own life and my own schedule and my own time and you guys do your thing.
I think that I personally couldn't have a three-way marriage because I do think that there would be things about it that bothered me. And also, I think, you know, as soon as you start inviting, like, you know, a third person into your relationship, like, to me, beginning of the end. But it's, you know, some people are just so evolved. I mean, they can handle it. They clearly have talked themselves into not having any issues with it.
But some people are just plenty of money here for both of us. Some people are just drunken on drugs, and that's how they're able to handle that. They just stay high all the time, and they're able to not care, or at least
so he can have
appear
five
to
wives.
Not care because they're loaded,
right? Well, and he's loaded, so I'm sure they'll.
Well, he's getting what he wants,
sure, and they'll probably wind up getting what they want too in the divorce.
Their piece of that, right?
Yeah, I'd love to. What do you got? I'm sorry. Did you say you have $130 million? Yeah, that seems like enough. That'll cover it. That'll about cover it. Michelle Obama, they've just released the cover of her forthcoming memoir. She's beautiful. Here's a beautiful picture of Michelle Obama on the cover of her book. It's called Becoming. She put it out on Twitter yesterday. The snapshot was taken earlier this year in Washington by a portrait photographer named Miller Mobley. And let's see, they're crediting the makeup artist and the stylist.
I'm surprised
the glam
she went
squad.
With the hand of the face.
I know. They just loved that picture. But she is resting her face and her shoulders. It's her beautiful shoulders.
But
that
that's
woman's
it.
Arms.
She's not resting her face.
It's sort of held up, right.
It's just resting there. But
and her
she's
elbow's
not leaned into it because right. the fat would fold over. And you
well, you can't
want,
have
right.
that, Vinny. This book is coming out on November 13th. So if you want the book, you got to wait, but you can see the cover today. Vinny, you're going to love this story.
All right.
because I know how you love the child custody thing and the and divorces and the settlements and what's who's
right.
paying who's paying who.
It's awful the way these things get divided up, but go ahead.
So Kevin Federline.
Okay, this is the husband dancer of Britney Spears.
Right, correct. The ex-husband. I believe he's actually remarried, right? So
yeah. And he has no incentive to ever get a job.
Well, why would he?
Exactly. Why would he?
He's Kevin
right.
Federline.
Why would he?
As long as she keeps making
more, as long as she keeps making more money, no incentive.
Listen, I don't know how old those kids are, but they're teenagers by
yeah,
now.
They are.
So he's only got a few years left to. You don't? You think they're?
Well, no. Right? I'm just saying it doesn't. Don't. Can't he probably extend it till they're 25 or something?
No. Child support happens until you're 18.
All right.
But you and I think that if he was getting ex-spousal support, that might have ended when he remarried.
They're 11 and 12.
Oh, okay. So he's got a few years left. So he's trying to cash in now. Kevin Federline gets $20,000 a month from Britney Spears for child support.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
So if I'm making $20,000 a month on child support, do I have to pay tax on that? Or since she has already paid tax on her income, is that money straight up? $20,000 a month.
I have no idea.
So hold on though. So the government took tax from her when she got paid.
Oh, that's how it works. Every time money transfers hands, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
How it works.
And then she gives after having paid taxes on her income, she gives money to him.
I'm wrong. No, child support payments are not considered taxable income according to the IRS. Child support are neither deductible by the payer nor taxable to the payee. So when you calculate your gross income to see if you're required to file tax return, do not include child support payments
received.
That's
okay,
great.
Then he's getting
$20,000
too much money.
Clear
he has
a month.
No right. You would think that he would be like, everybody gather around the dinner table. Remember to keep your mouths shut.
When you chew?
No.
Oh.
About the money, the free money we've been getting. Keep your mouths shut. Listen, $20,000 tax free a month. We're rich.
And this they're is not gonna, rich enough, apparently, Vinny.
That is, think about
not
all
rich
the people
enough.
Driving to work or wherever they're headed right now thinking $20,000 a month and it's not taxed.
And he doesn't it's not like he has the kids full time or anything. So he says he makes about $3,000 a month.
What does he do?
He's like a DJ or something.
Yeah,
he does some DJ
parties.
But he slimmed down a little too. He puffed up there for a while.
Happens.
Right when he stopped dancing for a living. but he, you know, I was just looking at some picture. In fact, I might even have it here. I'll give it to you. Don't read here. I'm going to rip this off. I want you to have to guess what he's asking for. So here's Kevin Federline looking like a total dweeb between two of the hottest chicks you ever saw. So he makes $20,000 a month. Off of Britney, and he makes $3,000 a month off of whatever it is that he does. So he, by the way, these two kids, Jaden and Sean, I think their names are, they're not his only kids. He's got two kids with the wife
he's
he has
four
now.
Other ones.
And he's got two kids with Shar
Jackson,
who he left to go be with Britney.
Right.
So this is a dude who has six kids. I don't know if Shar Jackson's paying him. Maybe he has to pay her. You know, child support. I don't know what his deal is, but the guy's got six kids. But only two of them is what Britney's supporting. So what he wants is $60,000 a month. And here's his argument.
There we go.
He splits custody with her. He says, my income has changed significantly since the child support was last modified in approximately 08 because I no longer earn a six-figure income like I did in 08. He was much more in demand back then.
Mm-hmm.
I am no longer able to perform as a dancer due to my age. Well, that's why. And I've not been as successful in putting out new music as I was in 08.
Huh.
Can we hear some classic?
I don't know.
Some
music.
I've heard this.
Popo Zao.
Popo Zao. Yeah, play Popo Zao.
All right, I got it.
It's good, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hasn't been as successful. That was a pretty successful album for him.
Well, it might have been. You know, some of these things, people buy it. Enough people go, oh, it's only $1. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
he says,
up.
I am simply less of a name and less in demand than I was in 08, which has negatively affected my income. The legal papers delve into the, quote, extreme disparity between the lifestyle enjoyed by, oh, Preston and Jaden. So not Sean. Preston and Jaden at Federline's house versus at Brittany's house. He says she's a single woman who lives alone in a 13,264-square-foot neoclassical Italian villa on 21 acres of land in a gated community with an elevator, a library, a media game room, 3,500-bottle wine cellar, an additional 1,200-square-foot pool house, an orchard, resort-sized pool and spa, lighted tennis court, and three-green golf course.
Weird thing. I don't know that he'll win, but I've heard this argument win, as in... The people say, my kids can't share a room when they come to my house. I need to have a bigger place. So the idea is I have to have a three-bedroom instead of a two or whatever. I'm sure that's not the case, but I've heard it win.
In contrast, the petition goes on. Respondent lives with his wife, his two minor children from his current marriage, the two minor children he shares with Brittany, and two minor children from a previous relationship in a 2,000-square-foot home. They note that the kids have chefs, tutors, caretakers, security, and every video game system imaginable at her house. And they go on at length about the children's vacations multiple times a year with her in the finest five-star resorts. And so he says, you know what I need? $60,000 a month. $60,000 to keep them.
Will he get it?
I have no idea.
The kids are 12 and 11.
I don't know what she makes, but one.
She's worth $215 million.
Yeah.
Internet says he's worth $6
million. Oh, good for him.
Come on. So is he going to win? I'm going to say no. I think the judge is going to say no.
Well, if they go as a percentage of income, I mean, isn't she making like $50 million a year doing that show in Vegas?
The residency?
Maybe more. 1% of $1 million is $10,000. So for her to, she's giving, you know, what does it come out to at the end of a year? 2%
of her residency
of her,
in Vegas says she makes about $500,000 a year. Half a million a show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
15 million a year.
All right. So, but she's worth 250, even 15 million. You know, that's what's 1% of that? $150,000.
Well, the 1% thing bothers me only because. And look, I don't know. She could chip that off, no problem. But the 1% thing, the government's already in for their 43%.
Her agents take another 10.
Managers and her dad and mom are probably on the payroll, and I don't doubt sisters somewhere in there. Listed
no one's
as
hurting
a,
in her family.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, 1%, I think she can afford it. 2%, she can afford it. Mm-hmm. But does he deserve it? He is.
But do her kids deserve it when
working,
they go to his house?
He is working a scam right now.
Well, he's only got a few years left. And he's not wrong that life is way better at mom's house than it is at dad's house.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard that argument.
And it's been successful, as you've pointed out. With $60,000 a month. I don't know. She might wind up doing that.
I could see where they would say to her, you got yourself into this.
And those are your kids.
Yeah, and you've got to cover the kids' lifestyle. They're spoiled at your house. They need to be spoiled when they they don't want to come to dad's.
Yeah. Right. Who wants to go to the place where it sucks?
We share
sucks. There's like a million
there.
Kids there. We're not the stars of the show anymore. The carpets suck. The furniture's not comfortable. The TV's only 70 inches. I mean, come on,
man. I can totally see it.
Absolutely. And just really quickly, Tina Knowles, that's Beyonce's ma.
Oh, okay.
And Solange's ma. She took a vacation to Paris, to Gay Paris. And she took little Blue Ivy with her.
Without mom and dad?
No mom and dad, just Tina. Tina is beautiful, by the way. Here's a shot of her. So she goes to Paris with little Blue Ivy, and they go to the ballet together. And so she posted on Instagram, and just see if you can hear what Blue Ivy's saying in the background as Tina's. Did you catch that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to take videos. She's just ignoring her.
So she's sitting there. It's way before the show has started. The seats are a quarter full, and she's just panning around and Blue Ivy helpfully reminding her of what the rules are.
That's an experienced parent, though, that doesn't skip a beat.
Mm-mm.
Or get caught up in child nonsense.
Right. Yes, yes, Blue Ivy, pipe down. Grandma's filming. You're not supposed to. Not supposed to do it. Anyway, it's cute. And she's so gorgeous.
You know, because you communicate with your kid in that way so much, that you're constantly telling them not and do, and that they do that back.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they see that.
Well, and there are kids who are rules kids. And do you remember, I can't remember what award show it was at, where Jay-Z and Beyonce are sitting in the front row with Blue Ivy. And I want to say they were applauding something or taking a picture of something. And she was all like, no, and put her hand out. And
like, calm down.
Like, stop it. Mm-hmm. You know, no, mom and dad, you're embarrassing me. So she should be fun as she grows up. I can't wait.
Sure.
What's going up in the news, Vin?
Weekend travel as it's Memorial Day weekend, everyone. I'll report on that. Also, driverless cars.
Oh, I love those.
And our phones make the news again.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, what a fun day today is. We just busted it. It was like a spontaneous montage, like the olden days. We didn't have to plan it out. It just happened. It's fantastic. This part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. Right now, caller number 9 wins a pair of 3-day passes to Clusterfest. June 1st to the 3rd at Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. Tickets are still available at clusterfest.com. You can head to clusterfest.com and see all the lineups. Jon Stewart is playing, Lonely Island. Trevor Noah is going to be there. I think Amy Schumer's there. There are a million comedians, but also a ton of music, too. Third Eye Blind is going to play.
Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Push it real good. So, Clusterfest, push it real good.
Just immediately takes me to Tijuana.
Push it.
You have to understand the clubs, and you can go there when you're 18, and that's probably when that song was a hit.
Push it.
I was 18.
Good. Push it. So yeah, you can see that. I mean, all kinds of stuff happened at Clusterfest. That's why they call it Clusterfest. Baby, baby.
What year was that song? Does it say on your version there?
I would say, I'm going to say 1990. Is that too late?
I think it's too late.
86.
Oh.
There you go.
But push it real.
That's more like it.
Push
That's
it.
TJ right there.
Actually, it would have had to be before you turned, because when did you turn 21? In 1990, probably.
91. Yeah, 90, 91.
Yeah.
Yeah. 87. I went to TJ a lot.
Oh,
that
boy.
Year.
This song sounds good. Oh, baby, baby. Anyway, Clusterfest passes right now for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Clusterfest.com is where you get all the information. Oh, my God.
Hey, on a side note, okay. I posted the picture of Village on the Alice973 Instagram.
Oh, Village.
Everybody gonna look. Yuzi's sitting in his lap.
Village was a little worried about what the comments were gonna be, but I assured him they're gonna be great.
Yeah, everybody be nice to my friend Village. This Friday and Saturday, visit America's Tire for great Memorial Day deals. Get up to $300 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire credit.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want at the price you want.
That sounds about right.
It does sound good, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Hey, I wanted to mention this real quick as my first story. Deaths from fentanyl surged to a record 746 in California in 2017. They say here that is 3 times more than in 2016.
What is going on? Is this the stuff that they were... Didn't we hear they were lacing heroin with this and there was all... Like...
Well, fentanyl is also being prescribed. It is an opioid that is many times stronger than other prescription painkillers and heroin. And I've even heard that it's given during childbirth.
Ah! My goodness.
Like, yeah, I think the missus was told she could get fentanyl.
It's the epidural.
That's fentanyl?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had that then.
I saw the label.
Boy,
when she got it.
It really takes you away. Fentanyl, take me away.
Well,
don't do it, people.
It's epidemic, apparently. Yeah. Three isn't times what, more deaths than the year before. That's
isn't that
a
the
problem.
Prince thing? Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Which I think was the first time I'd ever even heard the word.
That story is in your Chronicle this morning, everyone.
Terrible news on a Friday.
Police will be conducting DUI saturation over the holiday weekend. So on top of your, it's Memorial Day weekend, 3-day weekend, kickoff to summer. Just know that they're going to be out there looking for you.
So be
smart.
Don't
drink and drive.
Have a plan.
And be careful of who you get for Uber because you never do know.
Right.
Did you already report them? Did you get your money back?
I was going through their website.
Oh, the process?
Yeah.
Yuzi had an incident this morning. Hey.
Terrible.
How come Jim from Lyft didn't take you in? You got a guy.
Or do you not have that guy anymore? I don't think he wasn't driving. Oh. I texted him this morning, asked him if he was driving, and he never answered back till later. So I think he got on the road later this morning.
Mm. Why didn't you make Johnny V drive you in?
Because I was catching what I thought was going to be a safe ride.
Yeah.
And one of the options it says that I clicked on, my driver's behavior made me feel unsafe.
Mm.
So I'm going with that.
Yeah. You
that
were,
sounds about right.
The yeah. guy was kind of a maniac and wouldn't listen to you and going down wrong roads and pulling into dark parking lots and
mm-hmm.
not getting on the highway when you told him to.
Mm-hmm.
Zapped up.
Yikes. And right now, of course, I just watched, as I watched the Warriors lose last night. They're showing Uber ads.
Yep.
The Uber ad with the CEO saying, we're going to listen to our, what do they call them, driver partners and NTU.
I guess they let anybody drive.
Yep.
I don't know. I thought they weren't. I thought that they had a thing. Didn't you try to do it? And they had a tester. Something.
Yeah, when I was in college, I tried out for it, but the background check was extensive.
Oh, too extensive, huh? That's too bad.
I don't know. I guess I didn't try that hard.
While we talk about the Uber, I guess this is a good segue. Driverless car experts were talking tech and timing and practicality and safety just last night. During a panel session at Stanford University, experts predicted driverless cars will be a reality in 10 years.
So within 10 years, they'll be happening.
Give it, give it 10 years.
Not enough time.
No, it's plenty of time.
It's not enough
kidding
time.
Me, the way tech moves?
10 years?
Yeah. Make it sooner. Make
I don't
it
know
faster.
How they're going to figure out the moral dilemma. If a kid jumps in front of your car or you're going to drive off a cliff, what's the driverless car going to do?
It's going to do it.
Which one?
Both of them. It's going to hit them and go off the cliff.
All right. So there you go. Like, yeah. how are they going to solve these things? There's too many, moral questions.
Well, but what the argument for it would be, if the technology is so good, this car will do whatever is the right thing. So
what
tell
is
it.
The right
well, that's it. So tell it what is the right thing. What would you do if you had the perfect reaction in that scenario, what
and
would you do?
And a kid jumped in front
you'd
of you.
You'd go off the cliff, right?
If I was alone. But what if you have your own kids or someone else's kids in the car with you?
Okay, so that's how you program it. If you feel other butts in the seats, run the kid down. If you don't, take me off the cliff. Right? I mean, it does pick up. If someone gets in the seat next to me, it says airbag on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You see that. It and knows the, exactly yeah, how much weight has...
The thing starts beeping at
so
you.
So I guess that's the way... I mean, tech knows everything about us when we hold these phones, right?
It's true. It knows if I'm in my car or not. It turns itself off. And they're amazing. Just trust them. Blindly.
They're going
like
to figure it out. Come on, Hooman.
Don't worry, Hooman. It'll be great.
Speaking of phones, the average person checks their phone 80 times a day on vacation.
Oh, my goodness.
You're on vacation.
Well, it's also your camera, so you've got it with you.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to see if anyone commented on my vacation post that I just did.
That's about 5 times an hour, 80 times a day.
That sounds about right.
But good point, the photographs. That is a thing. We are taking pictures.
Look at this phone.
And as I took the picture, I saw a text come in. I'm going to check that. I might have some emails from work.
Pictures,
exactly, work emails.
Last night, we're watching the Warrior game.
Yeah.
It's the three of us, four of us, because sister's in the belly, but she is there. and we're watching the Warrior game, and my kids wants to do a cartwheel because we scored, and we're teaching her how to cheer and all this stuff. But she can't do a cartwheel, and I'm like, how do you teach a kid to do a cartwheel? And of course, everyone's like, well, do one. Mom can't because sister's in there. And I could do a cartwheel when I was a kid, so I figured, I'm sure I can do it.
This seems like a great idea in the house.
I get up. Well, no, and there was no drama, but I get up to do it, and I'm telling the kid, look, you got to spin on the side. You don't land on your head. That's important. We don't need broken neck. Sure enough, the missus took her phone out and took pictures of it.
Oh, are those posted this morning?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
We're not posting it.
Why not?
Because it was pretty janky. It was, my legs were all splayed out. Like, I didn't even realize how janky until she showed me the pictures. I'm like, woof.
Well.
That's no gymnast.
Yeah. Oh, that might be a fun thing for your daughter, getting to like a gymnastics class or something. I bet you know, the kid's clearly got some good balance. She's riding a bike around at four. Why not make her do some tumbling?
Because we don't need more stuff to do.
That sounds fun. Get her out of dance class and put her in tumbling class.
She's enjoying ballet, and we have what do they call those?
A recital.
A recital coming up.
Oh, is that on the list of things Vinny will never go to?
I think it is.
A ballet recital.
Let's go ahead and cross that off the list.
I'm going for sure.
Dude, those are the worst.
I'm never getting out of it.
You will never see anything that will kill you more than that. Because you have to sit through the other 100 classes of dances. And then your kid comes out and they suck just as bad as everyone. But that is the only, you're like, oh my God, that's my kid. She's doing it. And then like that fades and you got to watch 30 more performances and you just want to kill yourself.
Last time I went to ballet, other moms were saying to me, an iPad and headphones, really? And I was like, yeah. What?
Yeah, I could care less about the dumb move my kid and your kids are doing there.
I'm here. Anything goes down, get my attention. I'll jump in.
I used to just sit in my car. I didn't want to be around the other mothers. I'd go in, see you in an hour. Go sit in my car, relax.
Your kid took ballet?
No, they took hip hop dance.
Oh, right.
Yeah. My kids are break dancers, Vinny. Don't you know anything? They're so cool.
Well, here's the segues just keep rolling. Website analyzed all of the Social Security Administration's new data on baby names last year, and they found that parents in this country invented 1,100 new baby names.
Oh, new names. Fantastic. What are the best ones, Ben?
Oh, this is going to be good.
I love invented names.
The most popular new name is actually also a popular Toyota.
The Corolla?
No, it's Camry, but they spell it R-E-I-G-H, Camry.
Wouldn't that be Camry?
Yeah, that would be Camry.
All right.
Oh, I don't like it.
91 parents gave their kids that name.
Camry?
With that
Camry,
spelling.
With that spelling.
Camry.
So it's Camry?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it would be, but maybe, I don't know, an I-E, maybe that makes it
Camry?
E-I-G-H is how it's spelled.
Camry. Camry. Come here, Camry.
Because it's an L-I-E-G-H. Isn't that Lee?
Camry.
E-I-G-H.
Oh, E-I-G-H.
E-I-G-H.
Oh, so, okay, maybe it is Camry.
Camry.
What else?
That's a great name.
No, it's not.
91 parents did that. The second most popular new name was Assad. A-S-A-H-D. 58 babies. They say it's based on...
That's new?
DJ Khaled's son... who was given that name in 2016.
When I think of Assad, I think of one person, and it's not DJ Khaled's kid.
Who do you think of?
The leader of Syria who keeps killing all of his people.
Is he A-S-S-A-D?
I think he's A-S-A-D, but it doesn't matter. It sounds the same, right? I mean, who cares if you add an H?
I didn't realize. I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a made-up name to me. I've heard that name.
The third most popular new baby name is Tajmara. With 38 babies.
Tajmara.
Tajmara. T-A-I-S-H.
T-A-I-S-H?
Tajmara.
M-A-R-A?
M-A-R-A.
Tajmara.
That's not how I would spell it. Spell it T-A-J.
T-A-J, obviously.
Yeah. That sounds
and
like
I'd also make it Taj Mahara.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, Taj Mahara is cool.
Let's do this right. Actually, Taj Mahara is cool.
Yeah.
Everyone should, that's what you should name sister. Taj Mahara.
That's cool.
I don't like it. Kashtin Draxler.
Draxler.
Noctis. Legend.
Noctis?
N-O-C-T-I-S. Noctis.
Oh, that's funny.
What about Legend?
Legend. L-E-D-G-E-N. Legend.
Legend.
Miracle with two L's.
Like C-U-L-L? Miracle.
C-L-L-E.
Oh.
And Circe is on the list.
Circe. Circe's not made up, though. That was a Greek goddess. Or a Roman goddess, one of those.
Really?
So yeah.
All right.
That's the bad one on the show, everybody.
Yeah,
that's
a good person in it. She's like a horrible person.
Is she the one that did the Walk of Shame?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She's the one that bangs her brother. Hey, you name your kid Circe, it's like naming your kid Damien.
Nothing wrong with Damien. It's a solid name.
What about The Omen?
Well, I mean, I guess if you say, well, I named him after the devil, then that would be, if you just like, I like the name
Damien.
Why do
you like the name Damien?
How about Lucifer? That'd be a good one.
That's a bad one.
I like that name.
I am. Shame. Oh, that bitch.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Well, that girl did, but Circe didn't.
No. Remember when Circe was at her lowest and she said, the last thing you're going to see before you die is my face.
Right.
And then she had her in the torture room. And
spoiler alert!
She sends the mountain in
the
there.
The mountain as a zombie.
Go ahead, kill me.
What are you
doing?
Ahead,
yeah, go ahead and kill me. She goes, kill me. No, that would be too fast.
And then she...
I'm going to enjoy this.
As she's closing the door, what does she say? Shame.
What are you guys doing?
Shame.
Our text number...
Shame.
925 says... No Looking Glass and the Day Village is supposed to come in?
Yeah.
He did come in, too. He's here.
He's here.
Blame Vaughn.
We blame you, Vaughn. So, Village, we did post a picture of him, though, on the Alice973 Instagram.
I'm getting married tomorrow in Carmel.
Oh.
Listening to you guys while we do a million last-minute wedding things. Love you guys. Happy Friday. Krista and Mike.
Congratulations, kids.
Good luck. Hooman. From 415.
What Hooman do now?
Hooman, the Greeks did multiple partners for centuries, and they did just fine until Christianity came along.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, what do we really know about that?
Nothing. Well, we know the empire fell, and the Greeks have been having a hard time ever since.
They sure have.
My God, that whole... Listen, if you can get rid of the euro, do it. Anybody from the Greek government listening, bad idea. You're never going to get out of debt. Never. All right.
Beautiful country, though. You know, you're lucky to live there.
Right.
The Greeks.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
New music, Vinny.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.